So I work at the Boost Mobile over there, and my husband had just pulled in to pick up our daughter because she gets dropped off after school every day.
So what time was this about?
Gosh, it had to have been somewhere between 5:30 and 6, I believe.
Okay.
Maybe closer to 6.
So like major rush hour, you know, like everybody's on the road.
Oh, yeah, there were cars everywhere, for sure. She had asked me if she could go outside, and I was like, yes, please don't run across the parking lot. Of course, the cars. So she went outside to wait for dad, and within a minute, I heard a scream, and mom helped me, which was pretty traumatizing at the moment.
Wow.
I dropped what I was doing. I ran. My husband basically saw everything. You know, it felt like slow motion to him from the other side of the parking lot.
I'm sure.
So he was there. He was right there.
He was. He had just pulled in the parking lot, and the train was going by, so they always watch the train when it goes by. He saw the wires get caught. He knew that was not good, so he turned to run. He saw our daughter, Lila, across the parking lot. He told her to run, of course.
My goodness.
She didn't process it in time.
Right.
And the wire snapped and came down and smacked her right in the head.
Wow.
So now, was it is it a rubber wire, or was it one that was a metal?
Metal.
It was a metal tension wire.
Goodness.
Thankfully, it was not a live, electrical
wire. Right, I'm thinking it's like a live cable wire or something.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. It could have been so much more worse. Yeah.
I mean, she's lucky.
She's very lucky.
It didn't hit her face or her eye or nothing like that.
No, her ear was a little red. She had some redness behind her right ear. But thankfully, no blood, and so far, no concussion. She's still a little shaken up.
So it was
very hard to get her to sleep last night.
Did you speak to the police? Like, what did they say?
We did. We gave a report to the police. They basically just asked us what we saw.
Yeah.
What my husband saw from outside. And that was basically it.
So quickly, what exactly, again, like, walk us through what you actually saw. Was it a freight train, right? That was carrying, like, materials, not people.
Correct. It was just carrying material. As they're still working on the train tracks.
Yeah.
And earlier in the morning when I had gotten to work, there were some, I'm not sure if it was Verizon or whoever, they were working on the phone wires in front of Burger King.
Yeah.
And I guess it was those wires. They seemed to be hanging just a little low. I don't know. I'm not really sure why, but they were hanging low and enough for the big train to catch it.
Right. I mean, the video is crazy because it just seems like the train is just bigger than what was available, you know? It's wild.
Yeah, no, actually, it's the same train that goes by all the time with all the material on it. It wasn't any higher than normal. It just, they happened to work on the wires that day, and I guess
gotcha.
They just left them hanging too low.
Gotcha.
Unbelievable. Well, thank goodness your daughter's okay.
Yes, yeah. That was my first thought.
Did she go
She's
to,
okay.
She go to school today?
She is about to go to school. We're hoping she can make it through the day.
She will have a good story.
Yeah, she will.
Man, oh man. Well, listen, Jillian, thank you so much for sharing that story today with us here on Michael and Maddie.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you for asking.
And glad that she's feeling better.
Yeah, she's doing all right. I mean, like I said, it's a little tough, but she's doing all right.
For our love, okay? Yes.